Pablo Ardiles. I was born in Argentina, and I got to the United States when I was 24 years old. I came to the United States, to Pittsburgh, to study at Carnegie Mellon, and I got my master's degree in violin performance. So I am a musician, and I am a conductor. I conduct a Pittsburgh Youth Concert Orchestra, and I am also a private teacher. I teach violin and viola. Where I am from is the north of Argentina. It's a small city called Tucumán, and it is hot. We don't have freezing temperatures in the winter even. Obviously, we don't have snow, so the thing that I like the most, my first Christmas was in the snow. My town, it rains a lot. It rains, and then 5 minutes later, it's sunny and hot again. So where we live, there is a mountain that you can see from pretty much any place in the city. So it's nice to look at that mountain at a distance and see how it changes throughout the day. In the morning, it's clear, and you can see the houses and the hotels that are at the top of that mountain. And then throughout the day, the colors change. One of the things that you can find in my hometown in Argentina, people are outside a lot. They don't stay home and watch TV or play games. They tend to go out. When I grew up, I remember we will just get home from school, leave the backpack, and then go out and spend the whole afternoon until it was evening. And then all the moms in the street will be like calling us for dinner. And one by one, we'll be going to their houses, you know, and we'll try to stay one more minute, until then a mother will get mad. And then we all knew that that was the end of the game and we have to go back home. What I like about my home country is, you know, my siblings, my parents, my friends. I like the culture when it comes to how they view the world of family and the way that people relate to each other. The first reason why I left my country is because I wanted a place where I could focus on improving my skills and learn more about my profession and improve my professional life. So I felt that in Argentina, I had too many distractions, which comes naturally with your, you know, social relationships, your family, friends. Here, I didn't know anyone, so I was kind of free from all those interactions, and I could focus 24/7 on my work. I told my parents of my intentions to come to the United States. They were actually happy because they knew that I came to study, that I was going to be in a specific program in a university, and they knew the basic things were taken care of, where I was going to live, what I was going to eat. Of course, they expected me to finish studies and then go back to Argentina. But also, they were happy to see that I was, you know, fulfilling my dream and that I was doing what I love to do. I was a little nervous, but I was excited. It's something I wanted to do. When you start a new project that is hard or new and important, you feel a certain, you know, anxiety, but you're also excited that you're doing it. You are in a new place, you're learning a new language, a new culture, meeting new people, studying new things. So I think for me it was more excitement than anxiety or being nervous. From Argentina, I do miss some holidays that in Argentina were important, like Children's Day, where we'll give gift to children and they will be the important celebration of the day. Also, I miss a Women's Day. I don't see like a big deal here for Women's Day over there. It was a true celebration of being a woman. The holiday that I adopted here wholeheartedly is Thanksgiving. We don't have Thanksgiving in Argentina, and the concept and the spirit of Thanksgiving was something really appealing to me. It's something that I wish it would be in all over the world, dedicated to give thanks for all the things that you have, small or big. So Thanksgiving was the holiday that I truly embraced. I was expecting to improve my skills as a musician, to learn English and know another language, to know another culture and open my mind. The United States, and particularly Pittsburgh, provided the opportunity for me to do that.